spoken acoustic show to get us started this week. From Scotland, it's the Elephant Sessions. What a way to start the show. That was the fantastic Elephant Sessions, all the way from Scotland, with a track from their album What Makes You, called We Out Here Now, which very much feels like what it was like today. I was very much outside today to get to the studio, and by goodness, it is a wet, blustery, windy fall day here in Medford, Massachusetts. It feels like it's probably fall. It's cold. We've been down to 1 degree Celsius in the last week, which I'm still don't understand Fahrenheit yet, but I understand it's still cold. Yeah, and it's very wet and windy today. It feels very autumnal, and in the sort of like way I'm used to in the UK, which is sort of like wet and drizzle and sort of slushy leaves on the floor. So I feel very at home today. It's very nice. So yeah, we've got a lovely show for you lined up this week. We have the incredible Stella in the studio. Well, not in the studio, but an interview I did with Stella earlier, a couple of weeks ago, about their fantastic new album, Rainbow Shadows. And Stella is such an awesome songwriter. So you, I can't wait to share you their music and also share the interview as well. We also, this week, were very sad to lose two incredibly influential singers in the world, Larry Gordon and Barry Koop. And I'll be paying tribute and playing a couple of tracks later on to sort of remember them and their amazing impact on the world of folk music and music in general. But we're going to sort of carry on the show for now with some music heading back to all the, remember that heady days of 2019. Oh, pre-pandemic, doesn't it seem like a long time ago? In early 2019, the fantastic Irish singer Darry Farrell released an album called A Lifetime of Happiness, and it is such a beautiful album. His voice, it's sort of, it's just so warm and just like a warm hug. It's fantastic, and it's a brilliant album of songs. And I'm going to play you the first track from that album. It's called The Galway Shawl. Enjoy, Darry Farrell.
In Oranmore, in the County Galway, early, early, in the month of May, I spied a damsel, so fair and handsome, and her beauty stole my heart away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no, none at all. But she wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, was a Galway shawl. We started walking and started talking until our daddy's house came into view, and she said, "Come in, sir, and meet my father him, the foggy dew." Well, she set me down beside the fire, and I could see our daddy there. He was 6 foot tall, and our mammy smiling, and the kettle boiling. But my mind was all on the Galway shawl. I played the blackboard, the stack of barley, and Rodney's glory, and the foggy dew. She sang each note there like an Irish linnet, while the tears like fountains down her cheeks they flew. ¶¶ comes early, early. All in the morning, when I hit the road for sweet Donegal, and she said goodbye, sir, and I hung and kissed her. But my mind will always be on the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no, none at all. But she wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulder was the Galway shawl. All around her shoulders was the Galway shawl.
was the fantastic. I always forget about that a bit. That was a fantastic Matt and Shannon Heaton, Medford's very own, of course, with a track called Lovely Annie, followed by a fantastic set of tunes there. Now, they've got quite a few gigs coming up locally and virtually. Tonight and tomorrow, they are part of their virtual guided sessions that they've been doing during this pandemic. They've got a whole weekend called the VGS Retreat, and it's happening both on YouTube and on Zoom. And tonight there's a duos concert, which is incredibly exciting, featuring performers from across the world, which is really exciting. So you can head to mattandshannonheaton.com to find out more about how you can get tickets to see the Zoom concert tonight and more of their festivities this weekend. They're also performing a short set as part of an event I'm organising on the 5th of December, a charity fundraiser for the Greater Boston Food Bank, who do amazing work to help solve hunger and food insecurity across the east of Massachusetts. And that's on the 5th of December, and you can head to my website, alexcummingmusic.com, to find out more about that as well. All right, we're going to have one more track before we head into my lovely interview with Stella. I was lucky enough last night, I'm attending virtually the Northeast Regional Folk Alliance Conference, which is happening today, yesterday, and this weekend as well, otherwise known as NERFA. And I was lucky enough to see a wonderful set by Iona Fife, an amazing Scottish songwriter and singer and interpreter of traditional song. And she's recently released a fantastic new single in the Scots language. And this is called The Cold.
This land we walk on is growing old. This land we walk on, the truth it's told. When did it come to be like this? When did we let it gang amiss? Sick, a lot too.
the fantastic Iona Fife there with The Cold. And you can find links on how to grab a copy of that fantastic single and her other releases by heading later on to alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow, where I'll be posting links to all the artists featured in today's show. And you can also check out the podcast download of the show, which will be available a couple of hours after. So go and check that out. Now we're going to the very exciting moment where I get to speak to the fantastic Stella, an amazing singer-songwriter, instrumentalist, singer and activist. And they have about to release a brand new album a week from today called Rainbow... I was about to say Rainbow Connection, but that's the Muppets, isn't it? Rainbow Shadows. And it is absolutely brilliant. And you can hear the full interview I did with them, on at alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow. But this is a wonderful chat about the album. So I hope you enjoy the wonderful Stella. But first, I'm going to play you a track from the album. It's called Sing to the Mountain.
Let the fires burn tonight. Let the jugs of wine get drunk. Let the truth be known tonight. Don't go let yourself hide. Go and sing to the mountain. Go and sing to the moon. Go and sing to just about everything. 'Cause everything is you. Heart play like a drum. Listen to the night call, singing songs from all around. Go and sing to the mountain. Go and sing to the moon. Go and sing to just about everything. 'Cause everything is you. And let your voice go, let it pierce through your soul. And let your voice go, let it pierce through your soul. Burn tonight. Let the jugs of wine get drunk. Let the truth be known tonight. Don't go let yourself hide. Go and sing to the mountain. Go and sing to the moon. Go and sing to just about everything. Everything is you. Go and sing to the mountain. Go and sing to the moon. Go and sing to just about everything. 'Cause everything is you.
Hello, Stella. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Alex. So good to be here.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to have you here. And I'm so excited to talk about your brand new album, which is incredible, Rainbow Shadows.
Yeah.
And so did you have a sort of like a plan in place for this album before the pandemic, or did it really sort of grow as part of that sort of isolation and madness of the world?
Yeah, I mean, I think the answer is both, for mm-hmm. sure. You know, I had been definitely planning and like knowing that, you know, my next project after Off to Starboard with the band, like, would be a solo, like, EP, yeah. I think was the plan. It always starts out as an EP.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, I mean, what I was really doing for a while was just like kind of working like my job in Austin mm-hmm. and like getting out of debt and saving money and like really trying to like stabilize myself financially as much as I could to in order to like then yeah. go and like be able to do this project. But it was about probably a little over a year ago. So well into the pandemic already, you know, and I had kind of a growing list of songs. But I didn't have anything, you know, definite planned. But yeah, a little over a year ago, I just kind of literally, again, on that like kind of gong ringing, like instinctive moment, I called up yeah. Court, you know, who has like two kids now and lives up in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, is there, I know this is a random question, but like, is there any chance you would want to like produce an EP for me? And his answer was instantly just like, absolutely, like, yes, which it's talking about being stunned into silence. Like, yeah, yeah. I was not expecting, I guess. I was, you know, kind of just like throwing it out there. And I remember being in my backyard just being like, wait, really?
So I mean, this is yeah. happening now.
Oh, now I yeah, have yeah. to do it. Oh, no. Which is literally what Court said when the Kickstarter got funded earlier this summer. He texted yeah. in our thread with him and our other like kind of arranger and assistant producer, Joseph. He was just like, I guess we got to make an album now. Like, okay.
So yeah, you've got an amazing collaborators, talking about collaborators on the album. So you mentioned Late for the Train, mm-hmm. and they feature on three tracks.
Yeah.
yeah. And that sort of got this fantastic sort of acoustic, sort of like more folky sound to
yeah,
it, which is
they're a bluegrass band. Yeah.
yeah. It's really nice. But then you've got tracks which are sort of like a little bit heavier. Mm-hmm. you've got an a cappella track, which is awesome. The Wind That Shakes the Barley, which
yes, very happy. Yes, yes. Oh, good.
And yeah, it's sort of a really wonderfully sort of varied, but it ties together really well as well. That's what I think so magic and clever about the album is that I think your songwriting ties it all together and your voice ties it all together. So where it could be sort of a very disjointed thing of like jumping between things, it all makes sense together.
And oh, like, I love that.
One of the hard things to do with an album is like, I remember hours sitting down listening to tracks in order of different orders to make sense. And that's really hard.
Track
and
order.
Yep. I think you've nailed it. And despite the fact that you might like look back at it in like a year or even now and go, oh, I wish I'd done that different. Like, it's great. And it's a great stamp of where you are and time. And it's laid out so well.
Oh, thank you. As a person to whom the lost art of the album is extremely important, that means so much to me. Thank you.
What were kind of the key things that sort of made you pick some of these songs? Yeah. What were you trying to sort of get across to the listener in this album with your songs you've written? Because they are some very powerful songs in this album.
Yeah, thank you. Again, you know, it's very much been a process of like being led like by mm-hmm. the music rather than sort of leading it. But you know, I really, you know, I've been an activist for a long time, mm-hmm. And also a musician for a long time. And, you know, I kind of talked about this in my Kickstarter video, but you know, for a long time, those two like threads of my life were pretty separate, right? Like I was writing these kind of more introspective, like singer-songwritery, you know, personal songs, a lot of which ended up on Off to Starboard. And then I would like showing up, you know, at actions or in the streets or organizing, particularly around like anti-racism in Austin. And hadn't really found, you know, there was, I think my life can really be like put into the category of like before Enemy and after Enemy. because Enemy was really the result of a very specific, choice that I made to, I wanted to like artistically, try to capture and start expressing like just some of the things that I've learned, like in my journey, in my unlearning journey, like as a white person working to, you know, undo and dismantle, American white supremacists, everything.
Everything.
I was like, there's a word for this. It's everything.
Yeah.
But I actually, the funny thing about that song is that I actually took a creative writing class, because I was like, well, you know, I'm feeling kind of blocked still as doing it like in a song, but maybe if I, you know, sometimes as an artist, if you like switch mediums, right, like yeah. It can kind of clear out some of the muck. And so my friend Natalie, who actually also did the artwork for one of the singles, she's a creative writing teacher. And so I signed up for one of her creative writing classes, which was a total blast. And I had a great time, but you know, we were supposed to write like a short story for the end of that class. And at one point I texted her and I was like, hey, so, I don't think I'm not going to have a story for you, but I wrote a song. Because like, you know, when I really sat down to like try to start writing, you know, turned out the short story, it's almost like the block shifted from the music like to the short story.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, thanks, short story. That was a big favor you just did me. And I sat down and I actually, I forget this all the time, but I actually was going back through, you mentioned like, what's your songwriting process?
Because
I do also keep like repositories. My friend Suzanne, who performs as Little Spiral, is the one who taught me her system for like organizing songwriting bits and pieces like on Evernote. And I also have like stuff in Google Drive. And I was going through my like old files and I found this song that I had written, I think in like 2016. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of one of those songs where it's like, sometimes there are songs that like you write them, you play them once and that's it. You know, that you just kind of like, cool, I got that out. That's fine. And I found this song and I was like, oh man, I forgot about this song. And I kind of like pulled the chords like of the chorus. And before I knew it, I was like rewriting them. And then all this other stuff was coming through and
nice. An
Enemy came through in like basically like a night.
Wow.
Like it came through so clear and so strong. And you know, of course songs like take, for me at least, like usually like maximum amount of a song that'll show up at one time is like 75%. The rest is always like tweaking and adjusting. But yeah, that song, when I said yes to writing it, like that song showed up and it really did mark the intersection, like the entwining of my activist life, like with my songwriting life. And so in terms of, you know, what I wanted to do with this album, I really wanted to, it's kind of half like message in a bottle and half trying to capture like at least a portion of, you know, the zeitgeist of what it's like to be alive right now.
Yeah.
In America, and what it's like to be standing where I'm standing, you know, which is someone who is a descendant of the colonizers and also a descendant of people who were fleeing their own like situations and also a descendant of people who owned other people.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm just so blessed to like be in deep like organizing community with some of the most amazing people I've ever met, who both look like me and also don't.
Yeah.
And how can I create a megaphone, or like how can I create like some kind of musical form of amplification of like what I'm seeing and feeling and experiencing right now, and just like kind of put it out there, you know?
And music is a very powerful way of doing that. Like it's a real privileged position to be in, to be a musician and be able to like release music and be on stage and tell these stories. And you know, sometimes you're already playing to a room of people who are already in your mindset, but sometimes you're not. And that's a real powerful thing. And sometimes it motivates people who are on your side in terms of thinking, but might actually motivate people to go that step further and actually be actively involved in advocacy. So that's,
my Kickstarter manager, who Heather May, who helped me through a lot of that process. Shout out Heather May, could not have done it without you. she really described this album as like, this album is for the fence sitters. like you're singing to people who are like sitting on that fence, you know, kind of. And, you know, like people who are obviously like a lot of people who look like me, like, you know, we know something's wrong, right? Like there's something that deeply disturbing in our bones that we look around and we're like, this can't be it. Like this cannot be what thriving human society or life looks like, you know? But, you know, white supremacy has like infiltrated us like so deeply on so many levels that it can be really hard to even like A, know where to begin, or B, like really be able to gather the courage to like give up what it takes to give up, to really like, you know, stand in like true solidarity with the struggle. And yeah, so if this album can reach a few ears in that way, you know, then it's a privilege to be able to do it.
Well, so we're almost at the end now, as we broadcast right now, not as we record, but as we broadcast, Enemy's been released as a single, right?
It is, yes. Yeah. Today you can go find it,
which is really, so we'll have a listen to it in a second, so you can have a listen and then grab a copy to listen to it wherever you want, whenever you want.
It is everywhere but Amazon.
Everywhere but Amazon. Very good. Very good.
You know, it's the one little thing I can do.
But, you know, that's the single. But when can people grab a copy of the fantastic new album, Rainbow Shadows?
It drops 1 week from today. It will be on Bandcamp and SoundCloud and Spotify and iTunes. And again, exciting. All of those places except Amazon. And yeah, you can buy CDs on my website also, as well as Bandcamp.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to listen to Enemy now, as we've talked about it. And I think as it's released today, it seemed like a very good idea. But thank you so much, Della, for joining me. And I can't
wait
to catch
up
again soon.
Oh, it's been so great. Yeah,
and good luck with the release, and good luck with your travels back to the US after your lovely Germany adventure.
Thank you. Yeah.
Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Everyone thinks they're the good ones, trying not to look in the mirror, but I see my people are queen sure as can be, but do you ever wonder why there's always one more hate to try, what you might be missing, what you can't see? Because I've met the enemy, and the enemy is me, 9 at Emmanuel, 300 at a wounded knee. This violence is our history, and silence our complicity, and I ask right now, who do you want to be?
a thing to make sure no one's free. It's long past time to pick a side. Will your kids believe you tried? Because let me tell you now, one day we'll make it die. Make it die. It will die.
The fantastic Stella there. Do go and check out that brand new single today and the album Rainbow Shadows next week. It's also Stella's birthday today, so happy birthday. All right, we'll be back with some more music right after this.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Right, well, I did promise this. We're going to pay tribute to two absolutely incredible singers that the world lost this week. Not only amazing singers, but amazing individuals themselves. Larry Gordon from Vermont and Barry Koop from the UK. Both were so influential to so many people for many generations. And, well, I never got to meet Larry Gordon, but I've met so many people that have been touched by his work, particularly through the way he founded Village Harmony, which just brought singing and world cultures and community together in Vermont and the whole of New England for so many people. And his love for music, his love for community, his love for people is absolutely incredible. And you can never hear anything but positive things about Larry. And the music that has spawned from his organization, Village Harmony, is just absolutely incredible. And it's such a sad loss to lose him this week. And same of Barry Koop, an incredible English singer, songwriter, known for his collaborations with Koop Boys and Simpson, with John Tams and Narthen, to name just some of them. An incredible singer and a huge influence on me for my approach into singing, particularly harmony singing. The work of Koop Boys and Simpson and Blue Murder, which is Koop Boys and Simpson with the Watersons, just incredible. And the way that both Barry and Larry approached traditional music and made it so accessible and inspiring for so many people and so many generations is amazing. And their legacies are going to live on. They're going to live on for Larry through Village Harmony and all the recordings, and they're going to live on through all the recordings and all the communities that Barry and Larry have both managed to keep together. So I just want to play you a couple of tracks just to honor their lives. First of all, I'm going to play a track by Village Harmony, one of the big choirs, and this is from their Best of Village Harmony Summer Tours album from 2001-2002, and it's just a gorgeous song that, you know, it's just stunning. It's Oh Sing to Me of Heaven, and then I'm going to follow up with Koop Boys and Simpson, in honor of Barry Koop, and this is their version of the amazing John Tam song Only Remembered. So this is to all the friends, families, and everyone who has been touched by the music of Barry Koop and Larry Gordon.
Sing song. Night in the glorious song. Thus would we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Thus would we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done. Only the truth that in life we have spoken, only the seeds that in life we have sown, these shall pass onwards when we are forgotten. Only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. These shall pass onwards when we are forgotten. Only remembered for what we have done. Who'll sing the anthem and who'll tell the story? Will the line hold? Will it scatter and run? Shall we at last be united in glory? Only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Shall we at last be united in glory? Only remembered for what we have done. Only remembered for what we have done.
That was Coop, Boys and Simpson with Only Remembered. And before that, you heard Village Harmony, tribute to Larry Gordon and Barry Coop, who we, both of which we lost this week, and have made such an incredible mark on the folk music scene and the world. So love to the families, love to friends, love to everyone who has been touched by their music over the years. Rest in peace. Right, well, that's it for my show this week. Thank you so much for joining me. A big thank you again to Stella for joining me, talking about their brand new album, Rainbow Shadows, which will be out next week. The single Enemy is out today. You can check that out. Next week, I am very excited to be joined by one of my favourite accordionists, Amy Thatcher, all the way from Newcastle upon Tyne in the UK, talking about their brand new release, all in aid of World Prematurity Day. And so we'll be talking about her incredible journey in music, as well as talking about her brand new project about Prematurity Day. So, yep, do join me. Check out alexcummingmusic.com/folkacousticshow a bit later today to find the links to all the tracks you heard today. Listen to the podcast and listen to the extended interview with Stella where we delve further into her music history. And other than that, we are going to be joined in the studio next by the wonderful Questionable Figures. I got the name right. They're nodding at me correctly. So stay tuned for that and we'll see you very shortly. And I'll hand the mic over now. Ta-da!